Mini Story 6.2 Lesson 6.2 Welcome to the second mini story lesson. As usual in the mini story lesson, you should try to answer the questions as fast as you can. So are you ready? In that case, let's start. A man who is reaching his sister. A middle-aged man, whose name is Thomas, came from Samarkand to Andijan in order to find his sister. Was there a young girl? No, there was not a young girl. Was there a middle-aged woman? No, there was not a middle-aged woman. Was there a boy? No, there was not a young boy. Was there an old woman? No, there was not an old woman. Was there a middle-aged man? Yes, there was a middle-aged man. Was his name Romeo? No, his name wasn't Romeo. Was his name Arthur? No, his name wasn't Arthur. What was his name? His name was Thomas. Was Thomas a girl's name? No, Thomas wasn't a girl's name. Was Thomas his nickname? No, Thomas wasn't his nickname. Thomas was his real name. Has he got nickname? No, he has a nickname. Was his name Lucy? No, his name wasn't Lucy because Lucy is a girl's name. Did he have a sister named Lucy? No, he didn't have a sister named Lucy. Now, what did you say his name? I said Thomas. Where he was born? He was born in Samarkand. Was he born in America? No, he was not born in America. Was he born in France? No, he was born in Samarkand. Did he come from New York to Canada? No, he didn't come from New York to Canada. So, where did he come from? He came from Samarkand to Andijan. Did he come to travel? No, he didn't come to travel. Did he look for his brother? No, he didn't look for his brother. Why did he come from Samarkand to Andijan? He came to Andijan to find his sister. Did he miss his sister? Yes, he missed his sister. Did he decide to find her? Yes, he decided to find her. She was Miss Anne, a widow, aged 32. Who had been living for a year in a tenement house in a crowded town. Was she Miss Angel? No, she was not Miss Angel. Was she Miss Anne? Yes, she was Miss Anne. Was she single? Yes, she was single. Was she a widow? Yes, she was a widow. Was she a singer? No, she was not a singer. How was she? She was a widow, aged 32, who had been living for a year in a tenement house in a crowded town. She had been living in a tenement house for a long time. Had she been living in a treatment house for a long time? No, it isn't true. Who had been living for a year in a tenement house in a crowded town? Anne. Anne had been living for a year in a tenement house in a crowded town. At her address, he was told that Anne had moved away about a month before, and no one could tell him her new address. Could Thomas find her neighbor? No, he didn't look for his neighbor. Could Thomas find her at her address? No, unfortunately, he couldn't find from her address. Did she move? Yes, she moved. Was there her new address in another place? Yes, her new address was in another place. Was he informed that she had moved a year before? No, he wasn't informed that she had moved a month before. Where did she move? So, Thomas didn't know about this information. When did she move? It's said that she had moved away about a month before. Could anyone tell her new address? No. No one could tell him her new address. Did anybody see her recently? No. Nobody saw her recently. Did her brother worry about her? Yes. Her brother worried about her. Coming out, he addressed a policeman who was standing on the corner and explained his difficulty to him. Coming out, did he meet a bookkeeper? No, he didn't meet a bookkeeper. Whom did he address while he was coming? Coming out, he was addressed a policeman. Were children crossing the road? No, they were not. Was the policeman crossing the road? No, he wasn't crossing the road. Was he standing on the corner? Yes, he was standing on the corner. With whom he was standing on the corner? With nobody. Who was standing on the corner? The police officer was standing on the corner. Did Thomas explain how he was rich? No, he explained another thing. Did Thomas explain his difficulty to him? Yes, he explained his difficulty to him. My sister is very poor, he said. I should find her as soon as possible. I have recently made a lot of money, and I want to give her some of my money. There's no use in sending an advertisement to a newspaper, because she cannot read. Did he say that his sister was ugly? No, he didn't say like that, because his sister wasn't ugly. Did he say that his sister poor? Yes, he said that his sister is very poor. Did he say that he wants to find her and revenge? No. He said he didn't want to revenge on her. Would he like her to find her tomorrow? No, he wanted to find her as soon as possible. Would he like to find her as soon as possible? Yes, he would like to find her as soon as possible. So, why did he want to find her as soon as possible? Because he made a lot of money and wants to give her some. Did he send an advertisement to a newspaper? No, he didn't send an advertisement to a newspaper. Why did he send an advertisement to a newspaper? Because she couldn't read. Who? Couldn't write? No, writing, it was about reading. Who couldn't read? His sister Anne couldn't read. The policeman pulled his mustache and looked so thoughtful at that time. Thomas could almost feel the happy tears of his sister and dropping upon his bright blue tie. Did the policeman pull his hair? No, he pulled his mustache. When Thomas could feel the happy tears of his sister and dropping upon his bright blue tie? When the policeman pulled his mustache and looked so thoughtful at that time, Tom can almost feel... You may find your sister, said the policeman. Go down this Stiklaw Street. There are many shops and factories. Perhaps you will find your sister there. Did the policeman say that he lost and... He never couldn't find his sister. No, he didn't say like that. Did he say that he had to go to back? No, he didn't say that he had to go back. Did the policeman say that he couldn't find his sister? No, he didn't say that he cannot find his sister. Did the policeman say that he had to wait for? No, he didn't say that he had to wait for. Did he want to help him? Yes, he wanted to help him. Did the policeman understand him? Yes, the policeman understand him. Did the policeman think a lot? Yes, he thought a lot. Did the policeman know what to do? Yes, he know what to do. Did he say that he may find his sister? Yes, he said that she might find his sister. Was he happy? Yes, he was happy. Was he pleased with the policeman? Yes, he was pleased with the policeman. Did he say, stay here for a night?
No, he didn't say like that.
Did he say him where he may find his sister?
Yes,
he said that perhaps he will find her from Istiklal Street. Now, he walked through the Istiklal Street and asking people if they know his sister, but that was in vain.
Did he walk around Uzbekistan Street?
No, he didn't walk around Uzbekistan Street.
Did he walk around Istiklal Street?
Yes, he walked around Istiklal Street.
Who walked around Istiklal Street?
Thomas walked.
Was it difficult to find her new address?
Yes, it was difficult to find her new address.
Did he ask people if they knew the police office?
No, he didn't ask people if they knew the police office.
Did he ask people what time is it?
No, at that time the time wasn't important.
Did he ask people if they had a phone?
No, he didn't ask people if they had a phone.
So, what did he ask?
He asked people if they knew his sister.
Did it work?
No, that was in vain.
Did he have difficulties?
Yes, he had difficulties.
Was he tired?
Yes, he was tired. Finally, he saw a signboard. That is the advertisement of Good Club. He found the school and got into.
Did he see the cinema?
No, he didn't see the cinema.
Did he see the kindergarten?
No, he didn't see the kindergarten.
Did he see about a new film?
No, he didn't see about a new film.
Did he see a billboard?
Yes, he saw a signboard that was the advertisement of a good club.
Did he decide to go there?
Yes, he decided to go there.
Did he ask where that school was?
No, he didn't ask where that school was.
Did he find the school?
Yes, he found that school and got into.
Did he go in it?
Yes, he went in it.
Accidentally, he recognized his sister. He turned pale, but tried to smile. He called his sister Anne, was also surprised to see him. Anne faced many challenges in her life, and she tried hard to be well-educated. Anne started to work to make her a good living by teaching English.
Was her sister crossing the road?
No, her sister wasn't crossing the road.
Was she sitting on the bench?
No, she was not sitting on the bench.
Was she talking to people?
No, she wasn't talking to people.
Where did Thomas see his sister?
When Thomas entered to the good club, he accidentally recognized his sister.
After going in, did he look around?
Yes, he looked around after going in.
Were there many people in it?
Yes, there were a lot of people in it.
At that time, did the manager call his sister?
No, at that time, there wasn't the manager.
At that time, did another girl call her?
Yes, at that time, another girl called her.
Did she look around her?
No, she didn't look around her.
Who did Anne look at?
She looked at her brother.
Was she busy?
No, she wasn't busy.
Did she turn pale?
Yes, he turned pale.
Did both of them turn pale?
No, it was only Thomas.
Who turned pale?
Thomas turned pale, but tried to smile. Why did Thomas turn pale?
Because he found his sister.
Did Anne call her brother?
No, her brother called Anne.
Was he waiting for Thomas?
No, he wasn't waiting for Thomas.
Was she angry?
No, she was not angry.
Was she surprised too?
Yes, she was surprised too.
Did she face many challenges in her life?
Yes, she faced many challenges in her life and she tried hard to be well educated.
Did she start to make her life by teaching English?
Yes,
she started to make her life by teaching English. They shook hands with ceremony. All in all, Thomas found her sister and they started living together with Thomas' family. Did they run each other? No, they didn't run each other. Did they sit on the floor? No, they didn't do it. Did they shake their heads? No, they didn't shake their heads. Did they hug? No, they didn't hug. Did they shake heads? Yes, they shook heads. Did Thomas start to argue with her? No, he didn't argue with her. Did he say that his sister was lazy? No, he didn't say his sister was lazy. Did his sister run away? No, she didn't run away. Did she cry? No, she didn't cry. Did they start living together? Yes, they started living together. Did they become happy people? Yes, they became happy people. Were they living happily? Yes, they lived happily. That's all for the mini story today. I hope that you will listen to the mini story more than 3 hours a day. That's all for today. Goodbye. POV 6.2. Welcome back. Today we are going to do another POV. And I hope that you are ready to listen, so make sure you are standing up. Make sure you are alert. So hands around, jump up and down. Whatever it takes to get ready and get blood moved in and circulating. And get ready to pay attention and listen and remember. More you listen, better you will learn. So let's start. A man who is searching his sister. A middle-aged man named Thomas comes from Samarkand to Andijan to find her sister. She is Miss Anne, a widow, aged 32, who has been living for a year in a tenement house in a crowded town. He's told that Anne has moved away about a month ago, and no one can tell him her new address. On coming out, he addresses a policeman who is standing on the corner and explains his difficulty to him. "My sister is very poor," he says. "I would like to find her as soon as possible. I have recently made a lot of money, and I wanted to give her some more money. There's no use sending the advertisement on newspaper because she cannot read." The policeman pulls his mustache and looks so thoughtful at that time. Tom can almost feel the happy tears of his sister dropping upon his bright blue tie. "You may find your sister," says the policeman. "Go down the Istiklal Street." Now, he's walking through the Istiklal Street and asking people if they know his sister, but it was in rain. Finally, he sees a signboard that is the advertisement of Good Club. He finds this school and gets into. Accidentally, here, he recognizes his sister. He turns pale, but tries to smile. He calls his sister and Anne is also surprised to see him. Anne has faced many challenges in her life. And she has tried hard to be well educated. Anne starts to work to make her life by teaching English. They shake hands. All in all, Thomas finds his sister and they start living together with Thomas's family. So it was all for the present tense. And now it's time to listen to the story in the perfect tense. Shoulders back, jump up, breathe deeply. Make a huge smile on your face. Are you ready? If so, let's start in the perfect tense. A middle-aged man named Thomas has come from Samarkand to Andijan to find his sister. She has been Miss Anne, a widow, aged 32, who has been living for a year in a tenement house in a crowded city. He's been told that Anne has moved away about a month ago, and no one has been able to tell him that her new address. Coming out, he has addressed a policeman who has been standing on the corner and explained the difficulty to him. "My sister has been very poor," he said. "I would like to find her as soon as possible. I have recently made a lot of money and I want to give her some of my money. There's no use to sending an advertisement on newspaper because she cannot read." The policeman has pulled his mustache and looked so thoughtful at that time. Tom has been able to almost feel the happy tears of his sister dropping upon his bright blue tie. "You may find your sister," said the policeman. "Go down the Istiklal Street. There have been many shops and factories. Perhaps you will find your sister." Now, he has been walking through the Istiklal Street and asked people if they know his sister, but that has been in vain. Finally, he saw a signboard. That is the advertisement of a good club. He has found the school and got into. Accidentally, he recognized his sister. He has turned pale but tries to smile. He called his sister Anne. Anne has also been surprised to see him. Anne has faced many challenges in her life, and she has tried hard to be well-educated. Anne started to work to make her life by teaching English. They have shaken hands. All in all, Thomas found a sister, and they started living together with Thomas's family. Okay, it is also perfect form. Now it's time to listen to the future form of the story. Imagine that this story will happen in the future. A middle-aged man named Thomas will come from Samarkand to Andijan to find his sister. She will be Miss Anne, a widow, aged 32, who will have been living for a year in a tenement house in a crowded town. At the address, he will be told that Anne has moved away about a month ago, and no one will be able to tell him the new address. Coming out, he addresses a policeman, who will be standing on a corner, and explain his difficulty to him. "My sister is very poor," he will say. "I would like to find her as soon as possible. I have recently made a lot of money and I want to give her some of my money." There will be no use sending on advertisements to newspaper because she will not read. The policeman will pull his mustache and look so thoughtful at that time. Tom will be able to almost feel the happy tears of her sister dropping upon his bright blue tie. "You may find your sister," says the policeman. "Go down the Istiklal Street. There will be shops and factories. Perhaps you will find her your sister." Now he will be walking through the Istiklal Street and asking people if they will know his sister, but that will be in vain. Finally, he will see a signboard. That is the advertisement of a good club. He will find the school and get into. Accidentally, he will recognize his sister. He will turn pale but tries to smile. He will call his sister, and Anne will be also surprised to see him. Anne will have faced many challenges in her life, and she will have tried hard to be well-educated. Anne will start to work to make her life by teaching English. They will shake hands. All in all, Thomas will find his sister and they will start living together with Thomas's family. Okay, that's all for today's POV lesson. Be sure to remember listen to these lessons every day, for at least once a week, 7 days. Make sure listen to this over and over. And as you do, remember to move your body, smile, jump up, and shout while you do it. Remember, always enjoy your learning English. I will see you next time. Goodbye.